There's a funny story that was told about a man that got caught in a rainstorm. Maybe you've heard it before. The rain was coming down really heavy, and the man did what anyone would do. He got up onto the top of his roof to be more safe. And the water rose from the flooding and got to about knee height. And so he clasped his hands together and prayed to God. And he said this, "God, save me." Just a few moments passed by, and two people in a boat whizzed by the man. And they said, "Hey, we got some room in the back of our boat. Why don't you get in?" And the man said, on top of the roof, he said, "Oh, you know what? I'm going to hold out. I actually prayed that God would save me. I'm going to see what he can do." A few minutes pass by. The waters rise up to about waist level. And the man prays again to God, "God, save me." And so another boat comes by with one person in the boat this time. And he says, "Hey, sir, why don't you get in the boat? I can take you to a safer, higher ground." And the guy said, "Well, no, you see, I prayed to God that he would save me." So some time passed by. The waters went even higher, up to about shoulder length. And at that time, a boat went by with nobody inside the boat. The guy didn't figure out what was going on, and he just figured, "God will save me somehow." And unfortunately, he ended up dying. He went to heaven. And as he approached God, he said this, "God, you were supposed to save me. I prayed to you." And God said back to the man, he said, "What are you talking about? I sent you three boats." Friends, the kingdom is all around you. Are you seeing the boats coming your way? They're here. They're coming to you. God's sending, the kingdom is here. And those boats are giving the message that the impossible can become possible. It's true. Boats are coming your way. You know, one of the struggles of this text in Mark chapter 4 is I wrestled with it. Whenever I wrestle with the text, I never come out with a clear answer. I pray about it. I struggle with it. I eat on it. I literally eat God's word. By the way, the prophets do that. And I think about it. And as I was studying this text, I came away thinking this text could sometimes seem very frustrating to some people. Why? Well, that seed grows in such a fantastic way, and it becomes such a fantastic tree. It's planted in the right environment, it's watered, the sun comes down. The man actually doesn't do much. He just kind of puts his hands up and hangs out, and everything just happens so smoothly. And then you see, when we think about our own faith journey, we think, boy, I've got a lot of stumbles and falls. It doesn't go so smoothly for me. Or maybe you look to the person down on your pew or down the street and think, well, they've got it all figured out and everything goes perfectly for them. There must be something wrong with me. And then we take it further and we think about those times that we have stalled and not moved because of the circumstances in our life. And we think about those times that we have stumbled because of a temptation that comes our way that we can't overcome. And we think about the doubts that creep in our minds about the resources that we have and how things have turned out or whatever it may be. And we come to the conclusion, we're not worthy compared to this text where everything just goes so smoothly. But hear this, my friends. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to compare yourself to others. All you need to do is look for the boats that God sends you. Every person in the sanctuary, God has sent a saving boat to show you it's possible. Think about the boats that God has sent to you in your life. So often we're consumed with our troubles that we literally say, "Oh, I'm going to wait. I'm not going to take that boat to save myself." God sends you boats.